Football Club. Game time is at 7 o'clock. Pittsburgh Penguins switched up three of their lines, and it seems to have done the trick. They defeated the Vegas Golden Knights yesterday by a score of 5-2. Pens back in action on Sunday when they host the Hurricanes at the PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 1 o'clock. Major League Baseball players who are not vaccinated against coronavirus will not be allowed to face the Blue Jays in Toronto, and they also will not be paid for those games. Canada's government requires a person to have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at least 14 days before they enter the country. Toronto opens April 8th at home against Texas. Rain washed out qualifying for the National Hot Rod Association Gator Nationals, qualifying in all three rounds of the Pep Boys NHRA Top Fuel All-Star Callout is set for Gainesville Raceway this weekend in Florida. And March Madness just about to get underway. The best college basketball players in the country are suiting up for the annual Division I men's and women's tournaments. First, they have to learn who they will face in the first round. The men's selection show starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and the women's selection show starts at 8 o'clock. Each of the respective tournament fields will feature 68 teams. Pitt won't be one of them. Neither will Duquesne, for that matter.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable.
It's mean, but it's true.
What the weatherman what? Whether you believe it or not.
Partly sunny this afternoon, high of 24, chance of snow overnight, cold, low of 14, looking for high winds over the next 12 to 24 hours, winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour out there. Partly sunny on Sunday, 40, Monday and Tuesday, both days partly sunny with a high of 55 degrees. I'm looking at the weather for the current weather is 22 degrees right now in most of the area, 24 right now in Beaver County. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 21 degrees with new music from 21 Pilots. Music from 21 Pilots. Vince Guaraldi's going to take us to news time. The tune is called Surfin' Snoopy. There's a new Snoopy series on Apple Plus TV, which I don't have kids, and I find it very entertaining. But that's just me. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for listening. The website is jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the internet at tubecityonline.com/radio. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
This is the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March 11th, 2022. I'm Gina Tempesta. In Eastern Europe today, Vice President Kamala Harris talked strengthening NATO defenses with both Poland and Romania. Yesterday, she urged a human rights investigation into Russia's airstrikes on a maternity hospital in Ukraine. The pressure to get business out of Russia is growing. In Colorado, climate activists are pushing a union for government employees to go farther. More on the story.
After Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into Ukraine, the Colorado Public Employees Retirement Association withdrew $7.2 million from a Russian bank. Now climate activists are calling on PARA to divest all of its Russian oil and gas holdings. PARA member Devin Reynolds says the fund currently has more than $8 million invested in at least five Russian oil and gas companies.
Moving assets out of Russian companies is being done because it's wrong to profit off of humanitarian horrors. And in the same way, moving money out of oil and gas is right because billions of people will be affected by climate change.
The call for divestment comes on the heels of last week's report by leading climate scientists warning that the window for avoiding the worst impacts of a warming planet is closing. I'm Eric Galatis.
The Michigan State House weighed competing interests between energy independence, relying on traditional fuels, and moving towards renewable energy. Climate activists are pushing for a shutdown of the Line 5 twin pipelines, but lawmakers this week asked Governor Gretchen Whitmer to call off the shutdown efforts. Lily Bolke explains.
With gas prices surging amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, lawmakers who supported this resolution say domestic oil production should be a priority. But Sean McBrearty with the Oil and Water Don't Mix Coalition says conversations about energy independence and security should focus on building renewables faster rather than relying on more fossil fuel.
We have to realize that the sooner we can get away from oil and natural gas and other fossil fuels, the sooner we can get away from dictators like Vladimir Putin being able to leverage things like that in this sort of a war that he's pursuing right now in the Ukraine.
The pipelines are operated by Enbridge Energy, a Canadian company. Enbridge has said shutting down Line 5 would cause energy market disruptions, though McBrearty points to multiple studies showing the pipelines could be closed without any price or supply disruption. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
On Capitol Hill this week, after years of attempts, Congress gave final approval to a plan to save the U.S. Postal Service. Labor leaders say the reform package protects customer service and provides hope that conditions will improve for workers. Scott Bayham with North Dakota's Letter Carriers Union says it appears lawmakers heard concerns about keeping the service intact for communities that truly need it.
You can imagine we have a lot of rural areas that really rely on e-commerce and the parcel business.
Bayham says the new model should help the Postal Service compete with delivery companies, even with traditional mail volumes on the decline. This is PNS. With calls to
news and music, that's Future Sonic Radio, 90-1360.
Grass. Get back.
The Beatles on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 207. Much more music time. The Gun Lap Hour, as Uncle Dougie used to say. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your quality time with me here on a Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. Snowy out there right now. 22 degrees outside our weather window here at the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 15 minutes. And this now.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
And I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. If you go to gcmurphy.org, you probably have seen the Hills t-shirts that are making the rounds. Yeah, well, you can get a Murphy's Mark t-shirt now. I am not jagging you. I am not making that up. You can get a Murphy's Mark t-shirt. You can get a Murphy's Mark tote bag. You can get a G.C. Murphy beer glass. Just saying, at gcmurphy.org. And it is a charity that does a lot of good works in the Mon Valley area. G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, gcmurphy.org. Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Finney's Funeral Homes in Clareton, Travosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Sam and Dave on Radio 9. In this hour, the Drifters, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, the Shirelles, the Dave Clark Five, Carole King, Bobby Darin, and the Who. This is Chris Farlow. A little blue-eyed Northern Soul from the UK. From the station that plays more obscure British and Canadian records than any other station in Pittsburgh, Radio 9.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for too long. You're still mad. You're out of touch, my baby. My poor fashioned baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time.
first in line. Oh yeah.
Along with the Drifters on Radio 9, this is the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Franklin on Radio 9 at 220. Much more music time. We got new music from They Might Be Giants coming up right after we take care of a brief message and your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Mentioned I have occasionally been watching the Snoopy cartoon on Apple. I like cartoons. I'm sorry. I'm a Gen Xer, and we didn't outgrow our love of cartoons, is what happened. But I love cartoons. I love Rick and Morty. I love the Snoopy. I love anything from funny Wee Bear Bears. I mean, anything from funny animal cartoons to adult, like, sci-fi. My wife, the other day, I was watching Star Trek Lower Decks, and she said, she looked at me just with an absolute look of abject horror. She looked at me as if she had caught me, like, eating straight out of the garbage can, or wearing a Nazi uniform. She just looked at me and she said, "You watch Star Trek?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Since when do you watch Star Trek?" And I said, 30 some years. I said, "I'm always sharing Star Trek memes with my brother on Facebook. We are both Star Trek fans, not super fans, but, you know." She just looked at me with just this look of complete abject horror, and she said, "After 12 years, this is how I find out I married a Star Trek person." So. It's much worse for my brother, however. He's a Star Trek person married to a Star Wars person. So, you know, the marriage counseling there is going real well. As experts anticipate as many as 4 million Ukrainians to be displaced following the Russian invasion, Operation USA is mobilizing to provide material aid support to groups providing on-the-ground help to refugees in Poland and other nearby countries. Operation USA's ability to deliver aid at this time is dependent upon financial support from the public, as well as engagement from its corporate partners. Operation USA has experience working in Eastern Europe, including in Poland. They responded with material aid following the enactment of martial law in 1982, as well as four decades of experience delivering aid into disaster zones. Now, they say cash donations will be more helpful. Material aid, like public collection drives of hygiene supplies and clothing, is not what they need right now. Operation USA has been around for 43 years. It's got a 5-star rating from Charity Navigator. You can do more and learn more by going to opusa.org. Click on the Ukraine relief link. That's Operation USA at opusa.org. Remember, when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 24. Windy. Winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of snow overnight could pick up another half inch of precipitation. Low of 14. Partly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow with a high of 40. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny. High both days near 55. Wednesday, get a warm-up, mostly sunny, and a high near 65. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. It is 23 in Beaver County, 22 in Butler, 23 with snow falling in Washington County. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 22 degrees in street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 21 at WRCT, with new music from They Might Be Giants.
I look around me, I can carefully record everything. forget unpleasant thoughts. I want to push them away. They creep like weeds that cover all the flower beds. I can't remember the dream that I had last night, but the simple fact that my mind could concoct such a thing as the incredible dream that I had last night is a clue. Door to a world like that. My daily life doesn't interest me. It's a never-ending litany of pain and ennui. This waking nightmare is driving me mad, and I wish I could remember the dream that I had. When I'm awake, I know all that I see, and remember it with photographic accuracy.
The new album is called Book. That's They Might Be Giants here. New music on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber, the best ones.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol stomp.
The DeVells on Radio 9. A reminder, the daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. on Sunday. I remember when I used to work at that other radio station out in Westmoreland County, the owner used to make me come in at 2 a.m. just to make sure that all the computers... And then I would get to stay until local sunset from 2 a.m. until local sunset. It makes me twitch just to think about it. Anyway, so before you go to bed tonight, turn your clocks ahead 1 hour if you have clocks that still need to be turned ahead, and don't do it automatically, okay? All right. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. That's at 3 o'clock here on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Cuckoo.
That's true. A reminder, set those clocks ahead. Just think of the Chambers Brothers and say, time has come today. Right now, the time is 2:31.
You.
like this. Actually, the whole century, if you think about it, going back to 2000 and 2001, September 11th, the whole century has not been that great, if you just want my opinion on the whole thing. That's always an option. The genius of Ray Charles on Radio 9 at 2:38. Much more music time.
Now wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies, I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin. And then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down. Bust your lip. No, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me.
Jay Thurber!
Eat Drano, funny boy.
Hold it. Listen.
Can't get next to you, baby. I can't get next to you.
Sound of the Temptations here on Radio 9. Here's the date, part 5. Music after these messages.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Ready PA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Extra Zeds stand for extra savings at Roos Bank. Hello, it's me, American banker Johnny Smith, speaking for Roos Bank, now invading Pittsburgh Oblast. We are putting down this cents. That's right, putting down many cents in interest on money market dollars. And we are trampling down protests about high credit card fees. So don't bass up these amazing deals, but don't ask too many questions about where we're investing, because it would be a Crimea to overlook your chance to make big money now by sending your savings to Roos Bank. New branches popping up everywhere. Roos Bank, member PUTIN.
Jay Thurber.
This boomba. This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Carol King on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Sports and weather coming up next.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no. to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something
remember to set your clocks ahead tonight before you go to bed. It will indeed be too late when you go to church tomorrow morning. Carole King here on Radio 9, 251. Much more music time. New music from The Regrets coming up as we wind down this installment of the Radio 9 mess. Coming up in just about 8 minutes on Saturdays, it's my friend Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Hope you will stay tuned for that. What else to tell you about? We make jokes about the trains that go past the building here where the studio is in McKeesport. And a train just went past. Actually, one train passed another train. Maybe they were having a drag race. I don't know. But the one train clearly was being passed because the locomotive was breaking down. It sounded, if you've ever had a car that needed a ring job, and I've had some clunkers, it sounded exactly like a car that was badly in need of a ring job. It just sort of came past going, it was Thomas the asthmatic engine, I think, maybe.
Your front row center.
Thomas the tank engine, I don't know.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on.
Someone at the CSX Railroad is going to have a big project when that thing gets back into the shop. Pittsburgh Penguins changed up three of their lines last night and came up with a big victory. Final score, Penguins 5, Vegas Golden Knights 2. Pens are in action on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the PPG Paints Arena when they host the Carolina Hurricanes. Major League Baseball players who are not vaccinated against the coronavirus will not be allowed to travel into Canada to face the Blue Jays in Toronto. They also won't be paid for those games. Canada's government requires a person to have received a full vaccination against COVID-19 at least 14 days prior to entry. The union agreed that the players who don't get vaccinated are not going to get paid and not going to be able to enter Canada. The agreement was first reported by Boston television station WCVB. Toronto opens its season April 8th at home against the Texas Rangers. The Pittsburgh Riverhounds on the road today to open their season in Memphis against the Memphis 901 Football Club. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Daryl Grandy on Facebook, some of you know him from a different radio station. He says, shoveling 3 to 6 inches of snow while hearing birds chirping and knowing that all of this will be gone by Tuesday is definitely a situation that messes up your psyche. He's correct. Partly sunny skies today. Blustery, high near 24. Chance of snow showers overnight. Could pick up another half inch of snow. Low of 14. Partly sunny on Sunday, 40. And then, as Daryl alluded to, partly sunny on Monday and Tuesday with a high both days near 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 65. Currently, however, 23 in Beaver County, 22 in Butler, 23 in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 22 degrees in street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 21 with new music from The Regrets.
From The Regrets on Radio 9. And now, a song that captures the mood of the world.
No one likes us.
By Randy Newman.
I don't know why.
From about 1972.
We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. The Asia's crowded. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll
built an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, the Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
I think he's on Twitter right now saying the same thing.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and that expels worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you all go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my